You're listening to SBS News.
No new cases of coronavirus have been detected in Brisbane, but contact tracers are racing to find people who may have gotten close to people who have the highly infectious United Kingdom variant of the virus. The only new case reported in the last 5 days is the partner of a quarantine hotel cleanup who already tested positive. The man initially tested negative, but later tested positive for COVID-19. Queensland Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young is urging anyone who visited two sites where the man visited to get tested.
So I am asking people who went to any of the venues that he went to please immediately come forward and get tested. The risk is low, but the risk is there. So I really ask you to come forward. So those two venues he went to, on the 5th of January, he went to the Bunnings Warehouse at Acacia Ridge between 2 p.m. and 2:40 p.m. Then the next day, on the 6th of January, he went to the Sunnybank Cellars at Hellowell Road in Sunnybank Hills between 2:05 and 2:15 p.m.
The snap 3-day lockdown for Greater Brisbane has now ended, but some restrictions will stay in place and masks must still be worn indoors and carried at all times in the region. Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded 5 new COVID-19 cases of community transmission, while 11 new overseas cases have been detected in hotel quarantine from a total of 14,700 tests. Two of the cases reported yesterday were a man from Mount Druitt and his household contact. Another two are from the Northern Beaches, and the fifth case is linked to the Boralla cluster. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says testing levels need to be over 25,000 a day to be able to stay on top of the virus. Mr. Hazzard is urging people, especially in multicultural communities in Western Sydney, to come forward.
I understand, particularly in our multicultural community, that some members have come from countries where information doesn't remain private when you go to see your health official. Here in Australia, 100%. When you go and see your doctor, it's confidential. When you talk to a public health official, no matter what you've done, no matter how many people you've had to your place, you need to know it's confidential. We want you to tell us the whole truth and nothing but the truth, because that helps us get this virus under control.
And Mr. Hazzard is warning people to avoid large gatherings in their homes.
I'd also just want to call on the community leaders in Western Sydney to make sure that the various multicultural communities, our wonderful multicultural communities that make up this fabulous nation, do get the message to their communities that stick to the limits at the moment, listen to the public health advice. I know it's great to have large families around, but it has proved to be a little challenging in the last few weeks. So please stick with the 5 people in your house, 5 visitors to your house.
Meanwhile, the Northern Territory has removed Greater Sydney as a whole from its coronavirus hotspot list, replacing it with specific council areas across the city's western suburbs. The New South Wales local government areas that remain as hotspots in the territory include the cities of Blacktown, Canada Bay, Canterbury, Bankstown, Fairfield and Parramatta, the Cumberland and Inner West councils, plus the municipalities of Burwood and Stratfield. The changes come into effect on Tuesday and mean only people travelling from those areas of Greater Sydney are required to quarantine for 14 days upon arrival to the top end. It comes as Victoria's border with regional New South Wales reopens following the launch of a new travel permit system. Meanwhile, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says preparation for the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine is going according to plan.
And so our general practices will commence when the AstraZeneca vaccine commences as part of stage 1B. And next week, we'll be inviting all Australian general practices to participate if they wish. That will involve making sure that they're able to participate in the Australian Immunisation Register and record all vaccinations to undertake the appropriate training. And if they wish, if they see themselves as a vaccinator, to participate in that program.
The rollout of the Pfizer vaccine will happen first next month, with the AstraZeneca vaccine to follow in March. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.